There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And away we go. Indeed, it is Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5 and Friday style. Glad to have you all along. Another couple hours of live local talk. You know how we do it at 343-0106. 343-0106. For phone calls and texts, text may be easier today as I am on location at Heron Lakes out here right poolside. I like our gold-gilded studios at FM Talk 106.5, but this is not a bad place to be on a beautiful Friday here next to the pool at Heron Lakes. And it is the Joy Life on the Gulf Coast to benefit St. Jude Golf Tournament going on. And when I say that, it's like one of those, you know, you say it three times, say appear. I just said it once, and there's my man Webb Jackson appearing. Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm good. This is, like, of course, we talk a whole bunch about the ball and the parade and all that goes on with Joy of Life, but this is one of those, you know, annual events y'all have,
it is.
It is a well-attended, and you hit it out of the park here. You long drive on today's weather.
Absolutely beautiful. It's like in the upper 70s, nice little wind, sunny. Couldn't ask for any more. It was a little chilly this morning, but it turned out very well.
So the people out there, the golfers all over, so they're out here playing individuals or playing with their company, or who's out here playing?
A little both, mostly companies. This is mostly a charity event for geared toward more to the big companies that have more of a chance to donate a little more, but we do have a couple of individuals out here playing as well.
And if people hadn't heard you and I talk over the years, let's set this up again. So Joy Life on the Gulf Coast is us here in South Alabama to benefit St. Jude.
Correct.
And that is, you know, and the number of families, when you and I first started talking years ago, I did not know. I mean, if you would ask me, were there families from our area that went to St. Jude? I'd say, well, yeah, sure. When you started telling me the number of families impacted here, local folks that have had their kids at St. Jude, it really was jaw-dropping to me.
Yeah, it's amazing. At any point in time, 50-something kids are at some point of treatment or post-treatment from St. Jude, either having their therapy here at local hospitals in the surrounding area or actually coming back and forth from St. Jude's.
And this is, you know, important. It impacts so many people out there. And there's different ways to help throughout the year. We will talk about what happens during Mardi Gras, but golf tournament is today. And this doesn't happen without people partnering with you.
Absolutely. We have lots of sponsors and we have lots of partners. We have a great golf committee here that's putting this thing together. And we've done this this is our sixth or seventh year now. And it's just turned out to be a really fun event. And it's a great, worthwhile event.
You know, and you think about sponsors and then you think about sponsors that are a lot of fun. And when you walked in here, you introduced me to somebody new, Kimberly Dunaway from Sandals International, joining us as well. Sandals, you were telling me, not only involved like here today with this event, y'all as a company overall involved with St. Jude's.
Yes, we do all of our employees for Sandals Resorts International and Unique Vacations, which is our marketing, advertising, and trade sales hub of Sandals, have an opportunity to donate to St. Jude through payroll deduction. And we do have a lot of people that contribute biweekly.
So is there any history of what got this huge company involved with St. Jude?
We are about giving back.
Okay.
We love to give back. We have our own foundation as well. We have Sandals Foundation, and that support our Caribbean heritage and our Caribbean islands that we inhabit. But our corporate office is in Miami.
Okay.
So in Miami, we do have various charities that we do like to support. So St. Jude is definitely one of our top.
Yeah, it's, you know, I would say as people look at charities as they go down a list, things that that motivate people to get involved with something St. Jude.
Oh, yeah.
is that.
And if you see the TV commercials, you mean you'd have to be something had to be wrong with you if you don't see those TV commercials with those little kids and the St. Jude commercials and seeing those parents and just like saying, okay, this is what I want to give to.
Yeah, this absolutely. And just to know, though, beyond that, growing up and seeing those commercials and knowing that, but until I met you and I knew about what the local portion of this was, the Alabama portion, the Southwest Alabama portion of it, it makes it even more important.
Yeah, a lot of people just have no clue. They just think about, oh, yeah, I know there's people that have St.
Yeah, there's people from somewhere
people
in the country
somewhere,
that go
there. They don't realize how big of an impact it is locally and how much their donations actually contribute to the people that are need that. And it could be your next-door neighbor. You never even know it.
You know, and it may be, I don't know, Alabama, Kimberly's from Alabama, but not from down here. It may seem odd to people from elsewhere that we combine this with Mardi Gras, but we combine everything with Mardi Gras
here. Oh, like, definitely.
That's what we're about. Yep. And that is one of the big things that we talk about every year, the ball. Can people start getting tickets?
Absolutely. Ball sales are on sale now. They're on their website, www.joyoflifegulfcoast.org, and you can contact me, you can contact the website, PM us on our Facebook page. We're all about looking for sponsors. We're looking for people that want to attend to buy individual tickets, but we are looking for sponsors right now, and we're looking forward to it. We're looking for another, quote, sellout. Last 2 years, we've almost been sold out or sold out each year.
Okay, and let me tell you all from a personal perspective. So I'm lucky enough to be able to MC this ball, and I get to stop by and visit with the tables that are going on.
Good food.
Yeah, it's and food is like there's two waves of food.
Yeah.
There's like the food that you go get beforehand.
Yeah.
And I'd say afterwards sometimes too, and then the main entree as well. I mean, you have so many restaurants come out.
Yeah.
To have the food's fantastic. The entertainment's fantastic. The setting is beautiful. And as people think about it, for your company, so that's for us, you know, we get a table. And you do that, you get a table, you can bring your employees, you can bring clients out there. It's a real classy event.
Right.
You know, it's a formal affair.
Yeah, it's a white tie event, just like any other Mardi Gras ball, but yet this is what we call party with a purpose.
Yeah.
So we let people come out here, you bring your friends, family, like Sean said, you have a table, you have advertisements, we'll give you your sponsorships, we'll give you all kind of recognition on the TV, on radio, advertisements at the ball with placements and signs and the brochures and all kind of things. So it's really worth your while to support it. But the main thing, all your money goes to St. Jude.
Mm-hmm.
Every bit of it goes to St. Jude.
And also, in addition, this is a lot of fun. Of course, the parade that is just a great time being part of the parade. And then the people that are on the floats for the parade, talk about we got a king and queen, and then we got people who can get on floats as well.
Absolutely. We'll sponsor a float. If you want to come be in a Mardi Gras parade, this is your chance to do it. You can sponsor a float, bring 22 of your closest friends to you, and you can come out and hang out, dress up, have a great time. Go in a major Mardi Gras parade. We parade the Saturday before Fat Tuesday, which is at Saturday morning downtown in Mobile. And it's a 2.5 hour parade ride, and it's full parade. We have all kind of, we have horses and other things all in the parade. We're always looking for people to join our parade. But we're always looking for sponsors, and we're always looking for people who want to have a good time and support. Like I said, everything goes to St. Jude.
All right, we already have somebody who's supporting with Kimberly here from Sandals. You want to? Are you going to come do some Mardi Gras with us?
I am, definitely.
Okay, good.
She was supposed to come last year.
I was supposed to come last year. I got the flu, so I didn't get to come.
Keep yourself healthy.
I have to be well this year.
Yes. You have to start to, you know, get ready on a health regimen for Mardi Gras because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
And y'all are also sponsoring out here, one of the holes out here today?
Yes, we are partnering with the Traveling Mouse Company.
Okay.
To tell everyone a little bit about Sandals and Beaches Resorts and encourage them as they are at the tee box about to tee off. So
there you go. Good time. And you educated me about, you said Sandals and Beaches. I did not know. So Sandals is the adult resort, but
yes.
Beaches is for families, right?
Yes. Sandals is adults only. We do have 17 Sandals resorts throughout the Caribbean right now. And then we have 3 Beaches resorts. We will have 4 in the coming year. So we do have another that is under construction right now for Beaches.
All right, give me your...
And so
give me,
that's coming soon.
I was going to say, give me your elevator talk, but give me your T-box talk. If I say, why do I need to come to a resort versus just taking a trip to the islands?
Because everything that you could possibly want is included.
Okay.
Amazing food. As unlimited drinks, unlimited food. Sit-down restaurants. It's not like your buffet style meals every meal, not food court meals.
Okay.
It's sit down gourmet restaurants, filet mignon, lobster,
oh, wow.
lamb chops,
champagne,
champagne. There's wine, beer, top shelf liquors.
You got my attention.
Appleton Estate rum.
Okay.
If you want a martini with Tito's, you go to the bar, you order a martini with Tito's. If you're a Scotch drinker and you want Johnny Walker Black, you go to the bar and you order Johnny Walker Black. They slide it across the bar.
All right.
Everything's included.
This is and then on the that for the adult for the at beaches, same thing. I mean, for the
yes,
got stuff for the kids to do, so
yes,
they're not driving me crazy.
We have a kids camp.
Okay.
Kids camp is for newborn up to 12 years old.
Okay.
We have everyone that is employed in our kids camp is a certified nanny.
Okay.
And we are autism certified as well.
Awesome.
So,
it's Sesame Street. Don't forget about that.
We do. And we do have all of the Sesame Street characters there as well.
The Sesame Street characters work for beaches?
Yes.
Holy cow.
We have.
They're moonlighting on
exactly,
the TV show.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have a secondary job.
That's right.
We have character experiences that are available, tuck-ins. We have breakfast and lunch with the characters. We have cookies with Cookie Monster. Just a wide variety of different things. We have a water park at all of our beaches resorts.
Okay.
Beaches, Turks, and Caicos is our largest and most popular because it's huge. We have 24 restaurant options.
Oh, my gosh.
Five villages.
I can verify that. I went to that one.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It's pretty amazing.
It's great.
We have 24-hour restaurant options. At Beaches, Turks, and Caicos, we do have adult-only restaurants available as well. We have a gaming lounge for your teens and tweens.
Uh-huh.
We have a club. We have Club Liquid that until 10 p.m. it is the teen club. So they have the club experience with the mocktails. And
they can get away from the parents.
And they can get away from mom and dad.
Yeah, and vice versa.
And then later in the night, it goes to an adult-only club, of course.
Good stuff.
But
I'm getting an education. I mean, I knew the name. Your brand name is strong, but I didn't know. But I didn't know the details.
Everything for the entire family. And then, along with Sandals and Beaches Resorts, we do have Island Roots, which is our sister company, and that's an excursion company.
Okay.
What do we
get to go excurs on?
If you're interested in doing anything off resort, catamaran cruises,
scuba diving.
We do offer free scuba diving too if you're certified. That's included in your package. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Soon too, but so scuba experiences, unlimited water sports, land sports, pickleball, golf.
Okay, so there's no reason you're not busy or entertained the whole time you're there.
There's always something to do.
Well, thanks for the education. I did not like it. Your name, like I said, the brand name is strong, but I didn't know the details in it.
With Sandals, everything is included: water sports, land sports. We do have a spa. We have the Red Lane Spa as well. We have some complimentary options, but we do have spa services available that you can purchase ahead of time as well.
I'll be scuba diving
while you're there.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, I know you look at me and think I'm a spa guy. You might be mistaken.
And scuba diving, we are certified through PADI, and we are in the top 5 certification in the Western Hemisphere for PADI. So we're the real deal.
Very good.
It's not just I'm going to jump on a boat with a tank.
Right, right. Well, yeah, it's got that. I got my PADI certification when I was 13 years old. That's been many, many moons ago. But I've heard about the diving down there. It's fantastic. Well, it's great to meet you. Great to have you involved. Like you said, not just here in Alabama, but overall, Sandals involved with supporting St. Jude.
Yes.
Webb, it's exciting. Golf tournaments now. Once again, people don't dilly and dally.
Right.
If you would get ready for what is a great Mardi Gras season to benefit St. Jude with Joy of Life on the Gulf Coast. Once again, to book a table, get this stuff done, how do they do it?
Contact me. Contact the Joy of Life on the Gulf Coast on our Facebook page. Contact us on our webpage. Their links go to the ticket site. So if you want to sponsor a parade, or if you want to buy a ball, or if you want to sponsor a table at the ball, or if you want to sponsor a float in the parade, give us a call. Text us. We'll be glad to respond to you. And if you've got some ideas, or if you want to be part of it, let us know. We'd love to have you there as well. So we've got a lot of different opportunities for you to sponsor various things. So if you're interested in supporting St. Jude, give us a call.
All right. Do what we do. Support St. Jude. Enjoy life on the Gulf Coast. Kimberly, Webb, thank you, y'all.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Coming right back. More Midday Mobile. You know, Monday, you've got to be registered to vote if you plan to vote in the general. We'll talk about that with Probate Judge Don Davis. That and a whole lot more coming up.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. We are live at Heron Lakes, and it is the Joy Life on the Gulf Coast St. Jude Golf Tournament going on today. And it's beautiful out here. Obviously, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but it is good to see all this group, and I can't wait to see them again during Mardi Gras as we do the ball and the parade. And thank you to Webb and the crew for still having us involved after all these years. Really love it. Really appreciate this charity. Also, I want to throw this in. It's like it's two bets are happening today. Now, neither of these, I am not, I'm not particularly a gambler. Although, remember, get your picks in for FM Talk 106.5. Pick 'em, college pick 'em. I'm like somewhere mid-pack. Okay, maybe 300-something in the ranking right now, but it could come back at any point. But also, specific bets. We've done this for all these years, Dalton and I. Dalton, a big Tennessee fan. I, a graduate of the University of Alabama, a big Alabama fan. At some point, we'll talk about our bet for this year's game, so what's happening tomorrow. We've got some ideas out there, but you got some specific ideas of what we might put up as the bet for this year's, and it is not with the line. It's straight up, who wins and what the other one has to do if they lose. We'll take your suggestions on the text line at 343-0106, and you can do it there, and then we'll talk about those. Also, another bet that's going on. So I got multiples. I got one tonight and one tomorrow. Our friend and the man you listen to Thursday mornings, Captain Bobby Apriscato with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team. He's a big, proud graduate of McGill. I'm a graduate of St. Paul's. They are playing tonight in high school football, so I got a bet with him. That one's a little more plain. It's already been decided. It's a certain volume of beer bought for the other one. So that one's out. So, yeah, if you want to talk trash on that game tonight, too, you can hit me up on the text line, 343-0106. Coming up, I know he's real busy right now. Got a lot going on as he's training poll workers, but probate judge John Davis is supposed to join us here in just a little bit. Another thing I got a note on, remember it was just, of course, earlier this week when we had asked the sheriff with Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, and people had texted in, were asking about where was the Operation Up and Smoke program, that he instituted here a few months ago, or maybe a little more. And that was in response to, what we talk about, that you pull up at a stoplight and it smells like you're at a Peter Tosh concert, right? That people are just weed smoke is bellowing out. I mean, it's a rare day, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic about this. And it's not, mine's not even particularly a war against other smoking marijuana. It's just like, but they're doing it while they're driving. If somebody was hanging a beer can out of the side of the car, then I would have the same reaction. Not trying to be hyperbolic, but probably a day doesn't go by that I'm in traffic that I don't smell it. So many people had talked about that. Sheriff's Department started working on that, and people were asking for results of it. Well, if you look on, I think it's Team Sheriff over on Facebook, yesterday, just in making stops for in parking lots where they smelled the weed smoke and all, they not only bust one, but I think like five different people. And it wasn't, these busts didn't end up being people that were just had a personal use or whatever marijuana with them. Look at the pictures. They ended up yesterday seizing, I think it was $20,000 in cash, multiple guns, big bags of marijuana. And all that yesterday while just trying to enforce the, hey, let's not be smoking marijuana in the parking lot there at the gas station. So those pictures are up and pretty interesting to check out as well. If you'll go over, I think it's Team Sheriff on Facebook. All right. And in addition to, if you start thinking about what's coming up this weekend, it's one weekend closer to holidays. Do this. Call my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK and get the junk gone. You're going to have those judgmental family members. They're going to show up for the Christmas holidays, for Thanksgiving. You had junk in the guest room last year. Still there. They're going to talk. Let's take the things away from them to talk. It could be boxes inside a house. It could be big things that 1-800-GOT-JUNK gets with great routine. Swing sets, storage buildings, trampolines, things like that. It's cleaning out storage units, whatever. You got junk, you need it gone. You need my man Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You can book that appointment online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call them. The name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, Midday Mobile coming right back. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, glad to have you along on this Friday, live from Heron Lakes for the Joy Life on the Gulf Coast to benefit St. Jude Golf Tournament. And this is a beautiful day for some golf. And reminder, too, of course, we'll be involved with the Joy Life on the Gulf Coast Ball coming up for this Mardi Gras season and the parade. Love to see you out there. All right, without further delay, because I know this man is very, very busy today, and it goes into something we've talked about the last couple of weeks on the show, deadlines here to get registered to vote in the general election. We're joined by Mobile County Probate Judge Don Davis. Judge, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. And this is happening because I know you're working on getting poll workers ready right now.
That's correct. We started on Wednesday afternoon. We'll be going until late this afternoon. Today we're at Bishop State Community College. Next week we'll be at some other locations around the county.
First thing, I guess, let me go to is that deadline. That's Monday, right?
That's correct. For registering to vote.
So that is it. By close of office on Monday, you got to get registered, or you're not going to be able to vote on the 5th.
And let me add, that's online registration. The deadline date to vote in person, to register to vote in person, is today at the Board of Registrars. And they'll be open until 5 p.m. today. If you want to do it by mail, it has to be postmarked on or before October the 19th. And if you do it electronically through the Secretary of State's website, it's Monday, October the 21st.
Okay, so y'all have, those are some concrete deadlines, y'all.
That's correct.
Can you track, has it been busier with people getting registered than normal? Or, do you have access to those numbers?
I don't have direct access to the numbers, but I do converse with regularity with the registrars, and they have seen an uptick in new registrations in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. On top of that, too, new districts here, right? It was even back during the primary, people were showing me pictures where people had signs up for a candidate for AL1 and they were in AL2 and vice versa. So there's been some changes here.
That's correct. All Mobile County active voters were sent a postcard, a courtesy postcard from the court. It was mailed out on October the 1st. And that postcard tells those citizens what districts they are in, where to vote, and gives them key deadline dates for various election-related matters.
So make sure, if y'all didn't get that, you go online and check it. Or if you did, I think a lot of times people
check it online. Yeah.
Know where to go. Know what you're doing before November 5th. That's not the day to be figuring that stuff out. You've talked about that in the past where people have to go from one place to another to get in their proper polling place.
That's correct.
I get a lot of questions, Judge, about absentee voting. And it's something that the majority of questions I think I get about voting anymore are about absentee. Kind of walk people through that process.
Well, the absentee election manager's office is located on the first floor of the Mobile County Government Center Annex, which is now commonly referred to as the Probate Courthouse. And it's on the first floor. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. A citizen can come in person to the absentee election manager's office and apply for their absentee ballot. If they qualify, they'll be given one. They can complete it while they're still there, if time and their schedule permits, and turn it back in and do it all at one time. Or they can leave with it and either mail it back in or bring it back in later. But they're not very busy, and they're well-staffed, so it doesn't take a lot of time if you want to come in person and do that. Since we're getting close to the deadline dates, I would suggest that citizens that want to vote absentee come to the absentee election manager's office so you don't have any postal delivery issues to arise or to be concerned about.
I got a question here. Somebody's asking, do you have to have a reason for voting absentee?
Yes. Alabama, there are five or six different reasons that are identified in the code, in the election code, as reasons to vote absentee.
Okay, so they can check those out. And I know you're training folks today, and we're very close here to the November 5th election, but you were doing recruiting earlier this year for poll workers. I guess first question is, how did that go? And then I want to talk about what happens in the future. So first of all, how did that go?
It went well. We eventually got everyone that we needed, and we have a sufficient number of standbys available should we have a last-minute change, you know, a poll worker circumstances change in the last minute, and we need to make a substitution. So I'm very thankful we got that handled.
You know, and you and I talked about it last time we were on. One of the areas I thought would be interesting is, and you've made this outreach to different groups, right, to have poll workers out there. And
right.
I mean, going up, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, because, listen, I'm not far off. I think I'm going to be eligible for, you know, AARP soon. But, you know, usually they were older folks, retired folks that were working the polls.
Correct.
But this idea, like, it seems like this should be a new thing for college kids to do. You know, with our colleges in town, this should be, it should fit right in. You know, they can work around their classes. I can't imagine there wouldn't be a professor that, if they're going to do something like this, wouldn't give them the day off. I mean, I think that's an area for recruitment.
Well, we tried that earlier this year, and we've tried that in previous years, and regretfully, it sounds good, but
yeah,
practically speaking, it doesn't pan out for a variety of reasons. The ones that readily come to my mind, or they will not get excused from school to do it, or they think the compensation is too low, so they're not interested because of that, or they don't want to get up and be at the poll at 6 a.m. in the morning, or they're not willing to be there at 6 a.m. in the morning and have to stay until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Those are the most common reasons I hear.
That should have heard. Judge, that should prepare them for what it's going to be like when they get in the workforce. There's going to be some days they have to get there at 6 and work till 8 or 9 at night. You know, I think that's a good muscle-building event for them. Maybe we get the professors out there to say, hey, you get extra credit for this. You know, if you go do this, you'll get extra credit in my class. I don't know. And you're dealing in the reality that it's not working, but I keep being an idealist and going, dang it, this should be college kids all over this thing.
I understand, and I've done my dead level best for 24 years to try to promote it, but we've not had, quite frankly, any success in this area.
You bunch of college punks, get with it out there. Anything else you want to talk to folks voting in Mobile County before November 5th?
Well, we were talking about absentee voting a moment ago, and I'd just like to mention some deadline dates, if I could, that relate
sure.
to absentee voting. If your application deadline to apply by mail is October the 29th. The application deadline in person is October the 31st. Your absentee ballot has the deadline date to return it in person is November the 4th. And if you're mailing it, it has to be received by the absentee election manager's office by 12 noon on November the 5th.
Okay.
So those are some other deadline dates that will be coming up relating to absentee voting in the next week and a half.
Okay. Yeah. If you're riding down the road or whatever, you're, you know, out here on the golf course at the tournament today and didn't write those down, where do they go online to find that?
You can go to the probate court's website. Our election page is www.probate.mobilecountyal.gov.
Judge
Davis.
And
go to elections. And we have a section that has all this information there.
See, Judge Davis has told you how to do it. Don't tell me you didn't hear it because he put it on there. Judge John Davis, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, will do. There he goes, Mobile County Probate Judge Don Davis. And hopefully that answered the questions we've had about voting coming up for the general on November 5th. We're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile. We're live at Heron Lakes for the Joy Life on the Gulf Coast St. Jude Golf Tournament.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And time to check in with my buddy David McCrary from LCM Motor Cars and talk about getting convertible. Although it's a little cold for convertibles. I was going to say it's beautiful weather out there, though.
It's not too cold for convertibles, Pansy. I've been
not for me. I'm thinking everybody else. I'm thinking everybody else. No, I'm good.
Perfect weather. Perfect weather. Hey, we bought six yesterday, so all of them are already here. One that we got is a 2021 Ram with a Hemi, 5.7-liter Hemi. It's a Laramie. It's pearl white with the camel interior, and it's loaded to the hills. I mean, this thing's got a big old computer on the center of the dash. It is absolutely awesome. So we got some good stuff, and this is something you can buy in the mid-20s, which you'd think a 2020 Laramie would be, you know, $30,000+. Yeah. This is a really good deal.
This is great. Truck-wise, great selection. How are you looking on SUVs, mid-sized SUVs, and cars?
Mid-sized SUVs, we've sold about three or four in the last couple of days, but we've still got a good selection. We had some repeats in inventory because we do well with certain things. We try to keep that type thing in inventory. So we've got plenty of cars, trucks, large SUVs, small SUVs. We're in good shape.
All right. Well, tell folks how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068 or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. David McCrary checking in from LCM. Also, I want to talk about some of the bets going on here, and I don't know if we have time in this segment. If he's nearby, we get Dalton in to talk about it. I do know that I have the bet with Captain Bobby Aprescato for tonight's high school football game between St. Paul's and McGill. I see this from Backstrap Stacker, who I know. He and I both played football for St. Paul's. He much better than I did. Says St. Paul's by 14. So St. Paul's by 14 is his call for tonight's game.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty heady stuff.
Putting the spread on there, huh?
Yeah,
for a high school game.
By 14, so we could get there. Also, Dalton, some suggestions have come in here for what might be the bet. Now, if y'all don't know, if you've been new to the station, Dalton's a very big Tennessee fan, right? You would say the biggest I know.
I'd say, yeah. I'm probably the biggest Tennessee fan you know, but, you know, I've had to hide it. It's
yeah,
I guess
it's tough. You're working in a hostile environment around me.
Yeah, but more so hiding it because there's been so many bad years, you know. But I am ride or die. That's right.
Okay. I mean, to the point that what kind of dog do you have?
Well, I got a Boston Terrier.
No. You do the other dog.
A blue tick coonhound. Yeah, mm-hmm. And he is all blue tick. I think you've met him a couple times. And you know, you remember when I got him, right?
Yeah, that would have been, what,
two years ago. And
yeah, something like that.
The decision was made after a certain game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the last time Tennessee beat Alabama.
It's going to be the last time for a long time. I wouldn't be planning on getting any new dogs for a while. But, yeah, so Dalton and I have had this long-running feud because, you know, I mean, you're talking about Tennessee. They're low down. They're dirty. There's some snitches.
Yeah, garbage convention or what's that?
Yeah, look at garbage collector convention. You know, not even the orange you could sit with, you know. Yes, so that I have those sentiments have not left me in these decades for Tennessee. But we have this bet, y'all, that we decide, you know, what if the other team, you know, wins or loses, what the other one has to do. And these suggestions that come in, you might be seeing these on the text line. Dr. Mariana said you could paint your face as orange or crimson.
Hmm.
And said also walk around bare chest. That may be pushing it. It'd have to get a special kind of paint or a heck of a razor before I could do that.
yeah.
Pat says here, when Bama wins, Dalton has to dress his entire... I love this one, Pat. When Bama wins, Dalton has to dress his entire family up as Big Al and go trick-or-treating.
Are we like one Big Al, like the little rascals standing on top of each other's shoulders, or are we each an individual Big Al?
I'm going to tell you, it was Pat's idea, but for me, I'm going to think it's going to be a four Big Owls, a family of four Big Owls. So,
where do you go to get those, by the way?
Bama Fever.
Okay.
I didn't see them the other day when I was in there, but the Bama Fever, go ahead and order four. Get those in, two little ones, and then one medium, and then one big one.
I'm afraid that the kids like Big Al a little too much, so yeah.
Gosh, I knew I loved those girls. Let's see. Other ideas here coming in. I don't know. We've done many things in the past.
I think you're intentionally missing one of these suggestions.
Where is it?
It's at the top, and it says 2 weeks off with pay for Dalton.
Oh, I see that unnamed texter. Is that your burner phone? This is a unnamed texter.
Yeah.
Which I just wonder if it's not a phone that Dalton has, like a flip phone hidden in his desk in there. 2 weeks off with pay for Dalton. All right, so
that sounds pretty good, but I'm
so
worried.
What happens if
the alternative
when Bama wins?
I guess that would mean 2 weeks without pay for Dalton.
Yeah, so I don't. There it is. So unnamed texture to put that up. Would you do that? Would it be 2 weeks off with pay for Dalton, or if Bama wins, when Bama wins, it'll be 2 weeks of work with no pay?
Yeah, an unpaid internship.
See? So they've set you up there.
I'm actually kind of worried about that now. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, I think our buddy Ben had a good idea, too.
I like this one. I like this one.
And we have a lot of events coming up, of course, as we head into the fall. You know, we're out and about, and several of those are coming up. So maybe one of those, and this might be the easiest to kind of gather, to get the things together. If Tennessee wins, and this is the closest spread they've had in a long time. You know, our bets we've had over the years, sometimes Bama's favored by 21, 24, more than that. This year, it's just 2.5 the last I checked, and you guys are the favorites going into Knoxville. So I think
we've been the favorites going into some other games, too, if you hadn't noticed how those worked out either.
Yeah, only one has worked out in my favor. But I think the jersey swap, that's not the worst idea.
Okay, so and what we could do, and if our buddy Brian Kane is listening at Fairhope Brewing, we come out and we do the charity bartender thing in December. We come out, if y'all have not been before, you ought to come. We come out and the staff, we work the bar there, serve your beers, and then all the tips go to a charity. The idea that Bennett brought up is that I would be, oh my gosh, say this, I would be wearing a Tennessee jersey or T-shirt when I'm serving.
Yeah.
And then you would be lucky enough when Bama wins to be wearing something from Alabama's football pride, Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if I did have to get a jersey for you, I could go Peyton Manning, I could go, you know, Reggie White. But for you, Sean, I think I'd have to specially order a jersey that says Fulmer on the back.
Oh my gosh, this is like so layers beyond layers. I mean, the orange would burn my skin, and then the Fulmer.
Yeah.
Would probably make me collapse in place. But you know what? You know what? I'm confident enough in this. I'll take that bet.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think the jersey swap might be the best. Now, Community Notes Wannabe on the text line says, when Bama wins, so he's assuming, when Bama wins, Dalton has to vote for Kamala. that seems like that's the country that would pay for the loss then.
Well,
voting Kamala.
Well, I mean, and I know it comes of no shock to Community Notes Wannabe. Dalton could vote for Kamala. Everybody else, a voting age in his family could vote for Kamala, and she's still not going to win Alabama. So that's not even like a real thing. And how do you document it? Because you're not allowed to take pictures of, you know that. No cell phone.
That's
pictures
what they say.
Of your ballot. So you can't do that. So I don't know if we would trust that.
I do want to know, are you, and you know, I'm not a nasty Tennessee fan. I realize I've lived in Bama for 20 years. I'm very friendly with all of my friends, Bama friends. I'm never too nasty, even when we win. Right. But you guys do seem a little sensitive right now. There was text this morning, you know, that felt that Dan and I and Paul Feinbaum were kind of unnecessarily going after the Tide. But right. I just think it's a little, you guys may be a little sensitive after that Vandy game and then that close one last week.
Well, we sensitive or shocked or spooked, but just the same way that I guess I am in the political theater, I try to be an honest arbiter, you know, when it comes to football. And, yeah, the things I heard Paul and y'all say on Football Friday today about DeBoer, that's being spoken elsewhere. That's being spoken away from microphones. So it's, you know, the win over Georgia, and we think, all right, this is, you know, this is going to be Saban part two. And then Vandy does what Vandy did, and we all said, you know, like Bama fans do. We probably need a new coach.
Probably. But to be honest, and I've said this all week, I have no idea how this game is going to go, Sean. I could see Bama coming out. You know, the Tennessee offense just hadn't really been moving. I could see Bama winning by a bunch of points. I could see the reverse. If Tennessee starts hitting those shots down the field, they could win big. I think most likely it's just going to be a low-scoring, close game with some good defense.
Okay. I hope it's a Bama route and some more joyless murder ball, but I don't expect that happening. But we will. Okay, so we have we agreed? Have we certified this the bet for this year?
Yep, let's confirm it. We'll do the Blood Brothers handshake later.
Okay, all right.
If Tennessee wins, you will be wearing a customized Tennessee jersey with Fulmer on the back.
Oh, my
maybe
gosh.
The number 98 on the back.
No.
To some event coming up, maybe the Fairhope Brewery event. And then if Bama wins, you can pick the jersey, and I will be wearing that crimson at an event later this year.
And you'll be so much luckier for it. Just look forward to new days coming your way. All right, the bet is set. By the way, speaking of weekends and college football, coming up next hour, your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Mason Hills Farms. We'll talk about that. Also, we continue our conversation here with the folks from St. Jude at the golf tournament right here at Heron Lakes. Be right back. More Midday Mobile next.